Welcome to another episode of the Designers FM podcast. This week is the start of something new, something different. 15 to 20 minute bite-sized discussions about one topic. And the topic for today is job titles. I had a discussion with Andrei Herasimchuk. I was doing some job hunting on LinkedIn, and I found an enormous amount of different designer titles. There's a graphic designer, there's visual designer, there's UI designer, there's UX designer, there's product designer, there's interaction designer, and there's web designer, which and probably there's more than this already. How do we even get into this situation? Maybe that's a good first question. It's like, why did we differentiate so much in these roles?
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to know the answer to that question, to be honest. It's really... This is funny. If you go back to, I think when Boxes and Arrows had their website in the early 2000s, there was a lengthy discussion between myself and a few other people at the time. And this is 20 years ago now, almost.
Yeah.
It was like 18 years ago at this point, probably. And there was discussions on Interaction Design Association in 2008, I want to say about this. There's a lot of discussion that's been on this topic for at least since 1995. It might have been sooner than that, but my recollection is at least since 1995. It's crazy, right? Yeah. The whole thing is nuts.
The term designers itself, for me, feels coined by like the fashion industry. Mm. Like they are the only ones who like, at least it's from my perspective, where you see, oh, I'm a designer. So, oh, you work in fashion. It's every other industry that has designers has to put something in front of it to at least make clear to the audience that, oh, I'm in this industry. From that sense, it does make sense that we have print design and we have digital design, because they essentially are completely different things. But then within digital, there's so many deviations there. And from my perspective, when I started in design, and I think up until I started looking for a job, like, you don't care about what kind of designer you are, right? It's like you explain what you do. Like your title is just, it feels like, well, a corporate thing.
Maybe I'm different in that way. I actually did care to a large degree of what my title was. So for some context here, just to your point, what you're expressing is definitely something I've heard a lot over the years. It makes sense. I understand why you would say that. I don't think it's serving your interests when you go into it like that. And I certainly think that people underestimate how important it is structurally for business to have a stable environment,
yeah,
where they have some predictability, where people who aren't designers can understand what they're hiring for, what their job is, how to measure them, how to rate them, how to find them, how to let them go when they're not doing their job.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of designers in the field, in our field especially, underestimate just how important that is.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that for 20, 25 years. I've always said that titles are important, at least from the point of view of the HR department in a company.
Yeah, but I understand that. But example, I think any designer who's joined a startup gets the title of lead designer. And they're there, most of the time, they're their only designer when they join like a startup that's just begun. And what they're doing is basically everything. So they create their marketing materials, they do the visuals, they do the UX, they have to be the product designer, interaction designer. That's what I said, like, from a corporate perspective, I understand, because it's like, what does this person do? And then you look at the titles like, oh, this is what this person does, this is what the expectations are. But it also, from the other side, it boxes in the skill set of the designer to be just that.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. It does box people in from the point of view that people who are not confident or maybe strong enough in their skill set yet feel boxed in. It doesn't box anybody in who can do more than what their title says. At least in my experience, I've never seen that really happen. It does box people in from the point of view of what other people think in the company about what their job is. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. I don't know. I think there is a balance here to some degree. I understand the need to not want to care about titles too much. I understand the need for flexibility and for people wanting to not feel boxed in and whatnot. At the same time, too much of that is going to lead to unpredictability, and all the things that many designers complain about are going to continue to exist until they stop it. If you don't have a good distinction about what a graphic designer is versus a visual designer, for example.
Yeah.
So I'm on record all the time. I hate the term visual designer. I think it's demeaning. I think it's makes people turn into something, nothing more than a stylist and somebody who just draws pretty pictures. And that's really unfortunate in my opinion, because a graphic designer by tradition is somebody who solves communication problems in a graphic fashion. So at the large part of it, the word designer is somebody who solves problems and makes something. I think we can at least agree that's a decent low bar definition. Sure. So the word in front of the word designer should at least describe what problems they're generally trying to solve. So a visual designer, sure, I guess you're solving visual problems, but that to me, again, leads down the road of aesthetics only and nothing else. Whereas a graphic designer, just by history and way that term has evolved, is a communication solver. A product designer, somebody who solves product problems. Now you can do digital versus industrial if you want to, but that gets into like titles that are way too long, et cetera. I think where we get into real problems is when we say user experience, UI, and interaction designer. That's where those three terms have blended or have become so meaningless that nobody knows really what the job is. And that is, unfortunately, the fault of the people who started those fields. In my opinion, they tried to define way too much and got way too broad. And becoming way too broad, they engender or they create this culture and environment where people just want to throw up their hands and say, I'm a lot of different things. Stop trying to box me in.
Yeah.
UI, UX, and interaction designer are the problems. And if we can just resolve those, I think we can all move on. I personally think visual designer is an abomination. Whatever, yeah. That's my thing. I don't think it's fair. But it's not nearly as problematic as the whole UX, UI interaction problem.
But do you also think that if we talk about those terms, UX designer, UI designer, interaction designer, that they mean the same at different companies? Because I think that's also a problem. Like
They don't mean the same thing in anybody's mind, not in companies' minds, not in people's minds. You talk to an interaction person. So I'll relay two stories real quickly. The first story is more of a joke. So the joke is, for the longest time in my career, let's say the first half, so from 1990 to, I don't know, 2005.
Yeah.
So I've been designing software since 1990. So that's how old I am. So the joke was, for the first half of my career, I had to argue with everybody that I worked with, my colleagues, that I was not just the guy who drew the pretty pictures.
Yeah.
So that was the whole argument. I used to have debates all the time with people, product managers, executives, other people in my area, like engineers and stuff. I'm not the guy who just draws the pretty pictures. For the second half of my career, from 2005 or let's say onward, I've had to argue with the same people, now different, but the same types of people, that I actually like to draw the pretty pictures.
Yeah.
To me, it's a little ridiculous. It's there's been such a weird non-definition movement here that it's gotten crazy. Personally, liked it when the Facebook team settled in on product designer, digital product designer is more specific. But I felt like that was the term that made the most sense. To me, user experience has always been way too lofty, way too big, way too nebulous. Interaction design has always been way too specific. It's like, I draw boxes and arrows and workflows and somebody else draws the pretty pictures with the visual design. That's the part I don't like about the visual design title. And then interface design got a bad rap for some crazy reason over time. Interface design became like visual design. I don't know when that happened, but it did. It's driven me a little bit batty because you go back to the 80s and the guidelines from Apple are called the Apple Human Interface guidelines.
Yeah.
They're not called the Apple Human Interaction Guidelines or the Apple Human Experience Guidelines. They're called the Apple Human Interface Guidelines. And if you read that book, it's all about behavior. It's all about research. It's all about flow and expectation and all kinds of things. So that's the joke. That's the first story. The second one is that while I was at Adobe, there were two teams going on a little bit. There was my team working on the professional products, Acrobat, Premiere, Photoshop, Illustrator, InDesign. And there's another team working on consumer products, which was a new division in the company. And that team was structured differently than the one that I had structured. In that team, I got into an argument with one of the designers who wanted my feedback on something they were doing for Photoshop Deluxe, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
And we got into this discussion, and I started asking him about, like, why were they using these these icons, these different icons, to represent the same things that Photoshop had. Wouldn't it be better to use the same icons so in case anybody wanted to upgrade to Photoshop, then they would know what the tools are, et cetera. And he looked at me and says, I don't worry about that. I'm like, wait, what? He says, I don't draw the icons. Somebody draws the icons. I just decide what they do. And I was looking at him going, wait, what do you do? And he says, I'm an interaction designer. And that was the first time I ever heard the term. This is like 1997, I want to say, maybe 96. And I just looked at him and just was floored. And I started looking into what all these people calling themselves interaction designers were. And there were a lot of them coming from human psychology backgrounds, as well as librarian backgrounds and the web itself.
Yeah.
And it just came out of nowhere. And I felt like those people were the ones who started to degrade and denigrate the term interface design. But that's just my opinion. That's my take. But
that moment
was like, what the hell does this thing?
Yeah.
Who are these people doing what?
And could you, if you would have defined what they did, was it clearly that they've taken a part of user interface design and then said, like, what, we're only focusing on this, so let's call it something different, meaning interaction designer?
The people I met at the time were purely doing boxes and arrows.
Okay.
They were doing pure workflow.
And
they were calling it interaction, but they were just doing workflow. They were talking about state and the flow of a website, for example. You're going from this state to this state, or this page, et cetera.
Okay.
And because of that, they absolved themselves from having to also render and draw what that looked like.
Is it safe to say that these people sucked at the visual part of their job, and that's why they called themselves something that would make them not have to draw those visuals?
To be fair, you're really trying to get me in trouble, aren't you?
No.
Yeah, you are. You're definitely trying to get me in trouble. To be fair, there was a group of them that could draw very well. They were very good artists, and I think they got sidetracked by the wrong people. But the people who were largely in charge of this kind of stuff, in my opinion, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I never saw anything they actually drew or designed. I only saw the things that, to me, it felt like art direction. It felt like they were just saying, okay, this is how this goes, and some other person fill in this box here with this great photograph. Yeah. So I couldn't tell you if they could. My experience of them was that probably not, to be honest. Whatever. That's a bad hot take on that one for me.
No, but I'm just curious to see where this behavior comes from. Because if I try to look at myself and people around me, and I'm trying to predict like why I would be comfortable wearing this title versus this title, I can imagine something comes from the fact that I would not feel comfortable wearing a title that meant that I have to do something that I don't feel comfortable with.
No, and that's actually a good point.
And that's where I could say that, like, the term designer at some point, that, okay, let's create like a term interaction designer that only focuses on this part, which I'm really comfortable in, and then the other part I don't have to do. My second question would be, like, were these people allowed to make their own titles, or was this coming from HR? Or how did this happen?
To my knowledge, they made their own titles. Now, having said that, I had the nice distinction, whether it's fair or not, that when I joined Adobe, Adobe did not have user interface designer as a job description title. So they put it in there for me, which was cool.
Yeah.
But that's what I put it in, user interface designer, because that's what I understood the title to be in the early 90s.
Yeah.
My experience was, though, that yes, to your point, because a lot of the early web companies, like if you went to the 97 through 2000 era, the .com era, there were people with like web guru, web monkey, lead this, lead that. And they were all in these startups.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a free for all. It was like the Wild West. So I would not doubt it.
Yeah. So you said in the beginning that it's really important for especially HR to have a title and responsibilities so they know what this person is doing in the company.
Mm-hmm.
I would argue that a lot of these titles are created by recruitment, HR, or hiring to come up on top of lists right now in LinkedIn and beat the algorithm and whatever. So if you look at booking, if you would look at the number of different job titles we had, everything related design, I think there's at least 10 or 12. So that begs my question. If they want structure, like why not pick 4, 2, or 3?
No, yeah, you're right there. There is definitely a lot to be said about what's going on in that regard. For me, the title thing was very pragmatic. If you don't decide on the titles properly, you can't also tie them to your counterparts in other parts of the business. So I spent a lot of time, for example, at Twitter when we were restructuring the teams and growing the teams and getting the company bigger, getting the titles and the promotion process and the progression process of your career in line. That's the first thing you had to do. And then the second thing you have to do is you have to tie that to the equivalent engineering roles.
Yeah.
In many companies, designers are paid 20 to 30% less than their counterparts in engineering oftentimes. This is because companies don't know how to evaluate the designers. So we have to actually make those three or four titles. We don't want HR to do it for us necessarily. We want to do it.
Yeah.
And then we can actually, all the negotiation tactics become easier. You don't have to say, I made this amount of money in my last company. You can now say, I make the same amount as your lead database architect.
Yeah.
Or I make the same amount of money as your group product manager. If you don't settle on these titles, you then can't give HR and the corporations in a way to set some structure so that you do get paid what you're worth. And that's the other part for me that's the most maddening, is that by tossing out these titles or letting them be confusing or letting HR and companies decide what those titles are instead of us in the industry, we've abdicated our ability to get paid properly. And I'm not cheap. I do my work for good money. I'm not here to just do whatever.
We see that it's a problem. We see where the problem lies. What would be a practical solution? Because I think the solution could be, and that there is an institution somewhere that determines what are the different roles, and then tries to align them across the industry. But that might be that.
I think it's easier than that. Yeah, I don't think we need an institution. That would actually get too political. I think you just grab the VPs of design at the top 20 companies, tell them to get in a room and decide what they are, and let's all move on. And if the organizations like the IXDA or the HCI groups or any other groups out there that want to argue about that, then tell them to get in the room with them and work it out. But just get it done, move on, and we can actually decide on it. I'm pretty confident, if you did that, by the way, that at least 5 or 8 of those companies are going to say digital product designer. That's going to be the title, and it's going to cover everything. They'll probably have specialties that they'll call either visual design or communication design. I hope they at least settle on communication design if they're not going to do graphic design.
Yeah.
But visual design to me would be unfortunate. I'd rather not see that. But if that happens, then so be it. And then you're going to see things like illustrator, photographer, et cetera, come into play, which is perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, just get those 20 people in a room. We can name off their names and just get them to all pay attention to this and argue with them and say, go get in a room and decide this for once and we can all move on. And then if the organizations don't follow, then we can have a discussion about who's being the problem.
Exactly. And what we can do right now already is change our titles on LinkedIn to digital product designer or the equivalent of that.
That's one thing you could do. I don't want anybody to feel like they have to pick a title that doesn't define them. So if they don't want to do that, then that's fine too.
But I think that's the other part of the problem, is that people on their portfolios, on their resumes, on their LinkedIn profiles, on their profiles, wherever, have to come up with a title, and they don't feel that the title that they've been given at their company actually paints the picture. So they come up with a different title. And then I think companies also see that, because if there's, I don't know, 100 or 1,000 people changing their title to, I don't know, something stupid, human UI designer, whatever, then recruitment companies see, hey, there's a lot of human UI designers out there. Let's come up with a job position that is actually that, because then we rank higher, and then the algorithm matches us up. I think that's also where the problem starts.
It would be easier. Right now is that Facebook uses product designer, Airbnb does. There are a lot of companies back in Silicon Valley that are definitely following that trend. And that trend started back in 2008, I think.
Yeah.
And to me, it is the one that encompasses the most, whereas UX is, you're designing the business, and good luck with that. You can claim that's what you do as a job, but I think that you should just go start your own company if that's what you think you do.
Yeah, I agree. So let's settle on digital product designer then. And
sure. Done. Let's get her done.
Someone will take this over and actually start a petition to make this happen.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Designers FM show. Make sure to visit our website, designers.fm, where we put links to all the shows on all the different platforms, so you never have to miss one. And you can also subscribe to updates, so you don't miss a show. While you're at it, if you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes, or just tell a friend about us. We'd be extremely thankful. That's all for now. I'm your host, David, and this class is dismissed.